Money FM 89.3, the best of the afternoon update. Money in the Market on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Money in the Market. I'm Hong Bin-jung. Now, the Federal Reserve will be discussing the key findings from its preferred inflation measure, the personal consumption expenditures, on Friday. Now, U.S. stocks traded cautiously at the start of the week as the holiday-shortened week began, with investors hesitating to increase their risk exposure ahead of critical inflation data. Now, although all three main major U.S. indices recovered from their intraday lows, the overall sentiment remains subdued. Now, what are some of the factors investors are examining ahead of this data release, and how will it affect market sentiment? Well, to find out more about the looming market sentiments about the upcoming PCE data release, I'll be speaking to Rajat Bhattacharya, who is a senior investment strategist at Standard Chartered. Hi, Rajat. Thank you for joining me.
Hi, good afternoon. Glad to be here.
Okay, Rajat, the Federal Reserve's preferred measure of underlying U.S. inflation is set to be released this Friday. What are you expecting?
Yeah, I think the numbers are going to surprise probably. The expectations are higher. Mm-hmm. And I say that because the CPI data, which is the other inflation data that has come out already, did surprise on the upside. And as we know, that the inflation in the U.S. has been surprising on the upside in the start of this year. So do expect a bit of surprise. Maybe on the headline, something like 2.5% year-on-year, and on the core, which is the key one, of course, that we need to watch at 2.8% or slightly higher.
Mm-hmm. I see. So meanwhile, you know, stocks, they posted small moves as investors adopted a cautious stance before this U.S. data. Why are investors taking a cautious approach ahead of this data?
Yes, because this data is key to when the Fed starts cutting rates. Mm. As we know, that the whole market is awaiting for the Fed to start cutting. Now, Fed Chair Powell told us that he wants to cut rates, but he's not yet there because inflation remains elevated. And as I mentioned, at the start of the year, inflation actually surprised on the upside. So he wants to see a few more data points of disinflation, of inflation falling towards the 2% target, not all the way to the 2% target, but falling towards the 2% target before he starts cutting rates. So that's why it is important for the markets that this inflation comes closer to
Well, you know, according to the CME Fed Watch tool, traders now see a nearly 71% chance of the Fed bringing in the first cut in June. So, Rajat, could a hotter than expected PCE reading change that picture? Should we be concerned if it does come in high?
The June rate cut is still well baked in to our mind. In June is about right. Now, the question is if inflation expectations, if the numbers come in higher than what the market is expecting for, let's say, this month and the next month again, the markets might push back the June rate cut expectation. For now, I think we are pretty good. The key one to watch is that if inflation actually comes in below that expectations this month and probably next month, they might even bring forward the rate cut to May. So that's the one to watch, actually.
Okay. But, you know, there are also other figures that recently have come in higher than expected. So if the PCE reading also comes in high, how will markets likely react, especially if they've, you know, largely priced in that June rate cut?
Yeah, it is slightly higher. That is to be expected because given CPI, the earlier number was higher than expected as well. Mm-hmm. But if it's too much higher, and by that I mean we look at the monthly figures, let's say the monthly change in PCE, and if that comes to 0.4% or higher, let's say, then that's going to push back the rate cut expectations and maybe there'll be a bit more consolidation in equities.
Okay. Then how can investors allocate their assets accordingly to safeguard any risks if the PCE reading comes in hotter than expected?
For now, I think we are still positive on the equity market, so we are looking for a consolidation, but we adding to it. Uh-huh. But to your point, if the inflation surprises on the upside, we are starting to put hedges. So we are adding, let's say, energy sector equities, which will benefit from higher inflation. And that should play off well.
I see.
That's one to look for. Also, you could look at the inflation-protected bonds. Mm. That would do well in a higher inflation environment.
Okay. I mean, U.S. equities, they've even moved warily at the start of the, you know, holiday shortened week this week, with investors hesitant to expand their risk exposure ahead of key inflation data. So, you know, Raja, given investors' reluctance to increase their risk exposure in U.S. equities ahead of this PCE data release, what specific inflationary trends or consumer spending patterns are, you know, investors most concerned about, and how might these factors influence market dynamics in the run-up to the release?
Yeah, so before the release, I think people will be cautious. I mean, that's what we are seeing. We have seen, you know, two or three straight days of decline in U.S. equities from the record highs they set. So that cautiousness is going to continue. But the other data that markets would watch is the U.S. labor market data, initial jobless claims, continuous claims. And then the next week, we have the non-farm payrolls data. That's the other one that we need to watch, because the other way the Fed cuts rates is if unemployment rate starts rising further. They have been rising towards that 4% mark that is the long-run unemployment rate for the economy, but it rises further towards 4% and higher, and jobless claims rise, then that's another incentive for the Fed to cut rates.
Okay. You know, what's more is that some economists, they expect the January figures to be revised higher following recent government reports on consumer and producer prices. So what does this, you know, exactly signal about the U.S. economy? Does this stand in contrast to the end of 2023 when inflationary pressures were showing signs of settling back to the Fed's 2% goal? Are we far behind from reaching that goal than expected?
Yeah, it's true that, you know, the U.S. data has been surprising on the upside, and this is particularly the case in the first quarter. If you notice, the consensus has upgraded U.S. growth expectations in the first quarter. As a result, this is showing up in inflation data as well. So growth has been revised higher for first quarter towards 2% and higher. And, you know, we mentioned at the start of the year, the expectation was that growth will slow down gradually through the rest of the year. But people have bumped up the first quarter expectations and the second quarter as well. So growth is proving more resilient than earlier thought, which should keep inflation elevated, which is why the market has pared back the rate cut expectations.
Okay.
Now, it all depends on two aspects, right? One is the how the growth holds up and the job market holds up, which is why those two figures are going to be important going forward.
So how will this potential revision affect market sentiment regarding economic resiliency and inflationary pressures?
Yeah, so I think the data are going to, you know, show the resilience. And if it remains resilient, you will see markets paring back or pushing back Fed rate cut expectations. That's going to be a challenge to the equity market rally we've seen so far. But as I said, we do think that growth and inflation data will subside going later part of this year. So by the end of second quarter or second half, we see growth slowing, inflation slowing, and that helps the Fed cut. And we do expect the Fed cut rates by around three times at least, so around 75 basis points in total this year. That should help the equity markets to stabilize and rally further.
Okay. Well, you know, along with this data, Fed Chair Jerome Powell will speak at the Central Bank's San Francisco branch on the same day. What can we expect from his speech? What clues will investors be watching out for?
Yeah, we do expect Powell to reiterate what he said, told us last week after the latest Fed policy meeting. And he's said the same thing as his Congress testimony lately. So what he's telling us is that he wants to cut rates. His policy, you know, the combined policymaking team at the Fed wants to start cutting rates because they want to support growth, but they do want to see a bit more, get more assurance from this inflation data that disinflation is continuing. So we're going to hear something along those lines later this week again.
Okay. I see. But, you know, Rajat, given that the data and Fed Chair Jerome Powell's speech will be during the Good Friday holiday when markets are closed, you know, will gauging the market's reaction to what happens here be challenging? Are there any other movements we can watch out for to see how markets are likely to react once markets reopen on Monday?
Yeah, I think we are, you know, a challenging one for investors who are already overextended in equities, which is why you see the cautiousness coming through already this week. So you're going to probably see a further consolidation and cautiousness going into this long weekend holiday. But then once we hear from Fed and if nothing changes, it is commentary. and inflation doesn't surprise too much on the upside, you're probably going to see another bout of the market rally coming through.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Rajat, for your time and your insights today.
Sure. Glad to be here.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Rajat Bhattacharya, who is a senior investment strategist at Standard Chartered. I'm Hong Bin Jung, and this has been Money in the Market. Stay with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.